Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Flowing with the Pastors, with Pastors Anthony and Rebecca Simmons from New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We are blessed to be able to come to you today and share with you from our heart to yours. And we are encouraging you to call somebody, email somebody, and let them know that we're on the air. Help us to spread the word about this radio broadcast, about the broadcast that our ministry puts together on a weekly basis. Tell someone about Flowing with the Pastors, or tell someone about the Life More Abundantly broadcast on Wednesdays. And don't forget about Woman to Woman on Thursdays. There is so much that the Lord has prepared for those who will come and partake of what it is that he is setting before you for this season. This is a season when God is calling us into kingdom living. So I want to encourage you on today to make sure that you are listening, that you are tuning in on a regular basis. And while I'm waiting for Pastor Anthony to get here, I want to just remind you that we are here every Tuesday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, Flowing with the Pastors. And then again on Wednesdays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, I am here with the Life More Abundantly radio broadcast. And on Thursday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, I am here again on Woman to Woman right here at blogtalkradio.com/power. Tina Michelle is my co-host, along with Prophetess Angie Singletary, and we share on Thursday about issues that are relevant to being a woman. So I want to just remind you of our schedule. I want to remind you to tune in on a regular basis. And as my husband comes, I have one more announcement that I want to make. We have a ministry, we have a church, New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey, that is on fire for the Lord. And we are just really, really taking the city of Elizabeth by force. So we want to encourage you to come out and help us to do that ministry. If you're looking for a church home, if you're looking for a place to do ministry, we want to invite you to come and be a part of our church family over at New Creation Christian Ministries. And that's at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Our worship services start at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we have a time in the Lord. And then on Tuesday nights, we have prayer. And on one hour of prayer, we must pray. This is a season where God is calling us to pray. And on Wednesday night, we have our corporate Bible study where we get in depth into the Word of God. Well, I'm going to bring Pastor Anthony on. I want to say hello to Evangelist Jay Luciano. God bless you, man of God. Pastor and I were talking about you. We do miss you. Pastor Anthony, God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Evangelist Luciano is in the chat room.
Okay, praise God. Evangelist Luciano, it's good to hear from you. And we acknowledge you and continue to do a powerful work over there in the city of New York. And God be with you, my man of God.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Rebecca, I'm just so excited today. It's just an awesome, awesome time in the Lord. It is an awesome time for the believer and the Christian today. You know, we read from the book of Matthew chapter 24, and it reminds us of the times in which we're living in.
Yeah.
And the disciples asked Jesus, you know, what will be the signs of the end times? And believe, you know, people of God, we just got to really buckle down and settle in and get ready to fight this spiritual fight that God has allowed us to be on his side and to win this war for.
Yeah.
So I'm just excited what God is doing. Some things have been happening, you know, with our ministry and our personal life, and I just know that we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And Pastor Rebecca, today I just want to talk about that spirit of fear. how to deal with the spirit of fear. Because if we're not careful, that spirit of fear that God did not give us is reminded in Timothy that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind.
Yeah.
And if we are not careful, that spirit of fear will try to come in and intimidate us.
Yeah.
From doing what God has called us to do.
Yeah.
It will come in and also try to distract you to get your mind off of your divine assignment that God has purposed you to fulfill in the earth. And thirdly, it will literally, if we're not careful, stop some of us from doing what God has called us to do.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that spirit of fear today and intimidation. But finally, I want to wrap up with the confidence we need to have as Christians.
Yeah.
This is just a certain boldness and confidence as a believer that we need to walk in without wavering, without being double-minded, without being doubtful that God said what God said he will do, he will definitely perform.
Yes.
And that's why I had a situation where I just had to, God dealt with me 3-4 o'clock this morning. And I had so much word stored up in me, and I woke up, my prayer meditation was just so powerful. And the people, they don't know the way our home is designed, but we have a fireplace in our living room. And I have designed that and designated that as my prayer area.
Yeah.
But we have this oil heat, and we have like an old furnace. And sometimes when the heat gets pumped up, you'll hear this little clang beat. And as I begin to pray, Pastor Rebecca, this repetition of this knock started happening. And it almost distracted me. And I began to pray in my heavenly language. I began to pray in other tongues. And I begin to rebuke whatever it was trying to distract me from getting in tune with God. And do you know that thing quiet down?
My God.
Do you know that sound just went away? We as people of God, we don't realize the power that we have. It may seem simplistic, and some may say it's a coincidence, but I know it was the power of God.
Yeah.
And that's why I went forth with prayer and had an awesome time with God. And I just want people to be reminded today, no matter what they're doing, most people that call on this line have stepped out, have done what God has called them to do. They're out there. They're purpose-filled, purposeful. They've been faithful. They've been faith-filled. And God will honor their service. He will honor their works. They'll reap a harvest if they do not faint.
Yes.
So you got a word a few months ago that it's harvest time for us.
It is harvest time for us.
And people don't realize, yes, we've been pastors for 3 years, and we've been doing an awesome work over there in the city of Elizabeth, but we've been faithful to God for a while.
Mm.
This thing goes back with you and I, and I'm not ashamed to boast about it because we've been faithful to God, and only he has allowed us to be faithful to him. So we are right now looking for a harvest, and God will honor that, and he will honor those who are listening who have been sowing, who have been giving, who have been sacrificing, who have been laboring. God will honor them in due season.
My God, that's powerful. That is so powerful because when you think about it, especially those of us in ministry who are going through during this season, and Evangelist Luciana was just saying that he experienced a layoff, and when you think about it, when you think about the stuff that we're going through, and you and I, we're believing God for finances. And
Amen.
When you think about the fact that right now the saints are in a position where some of us, we just need money. Let's just put it out there. We need money.
Go ahead and talk.
When you think about the fact that there are a lot of Christians who need money today, and a lot of us are in ministry, we have to remember the fact that God told us in his word that the work man is worthy of his wages.
Amen.
So when you think about that, when you think about the fact that God has said in his word that the workman is worthy of his wages, and if we work for God, then, who is it that owes us our wages? I mean, God, I hate to say it like this, but God actually has placed himself in a position where he owes us. And
hallelujah.
God is not going to violate his own principles. He says, owe no man nothing but to love him. So I want to say to everybody today that's in ministry, if you are working and you are still waiting for the manifestation of your labor to be revealed from heaven, from God above, then you get ready because God is definitely getting ready to release your blessings into your life. If you've been faithful, if you have been laboring, if you have been fasting and praying, if you have been seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, if you have been winning souls for God, if you have been preaching and proclaiming the gospel, then know that God has some blessings in store for you, and he is ready to release those blessings into your life. Prophetically speaking, God is getting ready to pour out the blessing so much that you can't even receive it. I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to those of you like Pastor Anthony and myself who have been laboring and believing God and been faithful over the little things and been faithful over the things of God. God has said, I'm getting ready to put you in charge of much. I'm going to make you ruler over many, and I'm going to give you more than 10 cities to be ruler over. So get ready. Get ready. You have been faithful. Do not be deceived by what the devil is trying to say or what the devil is putting in front of you. Get ready to receive the blessings from the Lord.
Amen. And we just got to remind ourselves, that's why this word needs to be stored up in us. Yeah, I just need to read this one verse of scripture, Pastor Rebecca, a few verses here found in Romans chapter 4, beginning at verse 18. Romans chapter 4, beginning at verse 18. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him. So shall your offspring be without weakening in his faith. He faced the fact that his body, glory, his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. But listen to verse 20. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. We today need to be fully persuaded. Abraham, it says, was 100 and Sarah was about 90. Her womb was considered dead. Nothing was to come out of there. But the promise of Isaac was already said through the mouth of God. And that's what we're trying to remind ourselves today. What God has promised us, what he has shown you. Some of you have stepped out and written books. You've rented and leased halls trying to promote your ministry. You've given and helped other ministries become successful. Now God is calling you to the forefront of leadership. Many of us, again, have been praying and fasting and trusting, and God is saying it is your season. And that's why sometimes when the devil turns the fire up and the heat up on your life, know that you're just that close to a breakthrough. You're just all that more closer. When you have all-out war against you and what God has called you to do, know that you're just that close, and the devil's trying to throw everything at you so you can turn back. We've come too far. We've come too far. What do people say? I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me right now.
My God.
I just don't believe he brought us this far to leave us right now.
Yes.
So, I mean, a breakthrough is right there waiting for you. It has your name on it. He owns the silver. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns the gold. You know, during this time of shaking that's in the earth, God owns it all.
Hold on.
That thing, Pastor Becca, he showed me that thing that he owns the bank that we're dealing with.
My God.
He owns the mortgage company. He owns the credit card company.
Yeah.
Like God owns, he owns it all.
Hallelujah.
So even when we get a no from those who we're trying to do business with or not an affirming, agreement with those who we need, don't let that be your final answer. Because God is the final authority.
Hallelujah. Hold on, because the earth is being shaken. You know, everything's being shaken right now. There's a shaking going on in the earth, a great shaking, and we just have to hold on. Hold on to our faith. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to the word of God that's stored up in your heart. Hold on to the promises of God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. You know, I mean, we just got to hold on. You know, I mean, we might rock a little bit. You might sway a little bit, but hold on and stand. After you've done everything, just keep standing. Pastor Emily, that's a powerful word. God owns the cattle in 1,000 hills.
He owns it all. The earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. So, we got to know the word, and that's, Pastor Rebecca, that's all. I tried to go to my carnal mind. I tried to go to that natural mind, but God said, why worry about tomorrow? Tomorrow has enough worries of its own, and that's what we want to tell the people today. Don't start worrying about next week or next month. Today is sufficient in itself. If you just step back, God, he says he won't put on us more than what we can bear, but he will make a way of escape. So even when it looks like it's dead, as we just read, even when it looks like this is a hopeless situation, even when in your reality it becomes a lost cause, God is saying it ain't over till I say it's over.
Yes.
I mean, he has resurrected his son. So can he resurrect some ministries. So can
yes.
he resurrect your church. So can he resurrect your marriage. God, he preserves the right to resurrect anything he want to resurrect.
Your finances.
So even if it's dead, your finances.
Yes.
God can bring it back to life.
My God, he can resurrect
your
finances.
Can these dry bones live? Yes, these dry bones can live. So I told you earlier, Pastor Rebecca, I'm just so, I can't even sometimes express my words because God is way ahead of me. And that's what happens. Our spirit is way ahead of us, and our mind is trying to catch up. So our natural being, our natural place in God right now is trying to catch up to what he's shown us in the vision.
Wow,
so that's why I said you
got to
hold on and walk by faith and not by sight, because that's what God will honor.
My God, we walk by faith and not by sight. And I want to just speak to some of you who may even have relatives who are sick, or maybe you're sick in your body and you have a diagnosis and a prognosis that's not favorable. Remember that we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, we went to see a ministry member who's been in the hospital for a couple of months. She's one of our evangelists, and she was stricken sick in her body, and we went to the hospital to visit her, and when we walked into the room, it didn't look good. She was just laying there, and she was weak, and she was feeble, and we walked in, and Pastor Emily walked out to go to the restroom, and when he came back, I was praying with evangelists, and we were quoting scripture, and we were speaking in tongues, and the fire of the Lord caught up her body, caught up in her loins,
yes,
and she
yes,
began to praise God right there from her hospital bed. And you know, you can't go by what it looks like, because our flesh is not our life. Our spirit is our life. The spirit of God is our life. So there is life still, even in what looks like it's dead, even what looks like it's on its way out, there is still life. And you have to continue to speak life, huh? You have to
continue to speak
life.
That's right.
Over what looks like a dead situation, over what looks like is hopeless. It would have been easy for me to sit down next to the hospital bed and have a long face, but by the time we left there, evangelist was waving her hands, holding up her hand and praising God and speaking in tongues, and she was saying, I'm walking up out of this hospital.
Amen.
And that's
yes,
what you
was.
Have to say. I'm walking up out of this mess. I'm walking up out of this financial situation that doesn't look good. I'm walking up out of this situation, this marriage is telling me that it's going into divorce court. Oh, no, we're walking up out of divorce court. We're walking up out of bankruptcy. We're walking up out of foreclosure. We're walking up out of being jobless and penniless. We're walking up out of poverty. Poverty, we have to say, you have to declare with your own mouth, I'm walking up out of this.
Amen. Amen. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And that's one thing. It says that the tongue is a small member of our bodies, but it's hard to tame. And we got to control that thing called the tongue. Even if you feel like speaking it, even if it comes to your mind, don't let it out of your mouth, because we form our world with our words.
Oh.
And words are so powerful. Your words are so powerful. Your words have power. They have authority. In Genesis, it said God spoke and there was.
Yeah.
So we are made in the image of God. And when we speak, things become. We speak those things as though they are.
Yeah.
And we need to speak things into existence. Don't give up on your children. If God closed, you know, allowed that job to be closed and a layoff and a pink slip came your way, God has surely opened another opportunity for you. And let me just stay there 1 minute, Pastor Rebecca.
Yeah.
You know, one of my biggest blessings in my lifetime came after being fired from a job. So I know sometimes when you're right there, you don't see it. You don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But God has divinely placed you for a season of opportunity. And trust me, where he's taking you is greater. Your latter days are greater than your former. So God is taking you somewhere. And you got to trust him that he is the one in the lead, and he is the one orchestrating your life and your circumstance. So I just got to the place where we have it posted in our church, Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in your own mind. Fear and shun evil, and God will direct you. So I just we got to trust him today. We got to trust him today. Yes, they already forecasting about next year, 2009, with this economy. But as a Christian, and that's what I want to talk about, having confidence as a Christian, we are more than conquerors. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who are called by God according to his purpose. So if you know you're in the will of God, if you know you try to be obedient, if you know you're submissive and have surrendered all to God, trust me, your harvest is right there. God is a God that will honor you in this season. He'll do exceeding abundantly above all that we ever can imagine or think.
Wow.
And I just love him because he's a God. He is God all by himself. He is good all the time. All the time he is good.
Yes, he is. Amen. Wow. My spirit is quickening when I think about this because so many people are right there where we are talking about today. You know,
Amen.
It's not by chance that we're going through what we're going through in our life right now. You know, Pastor Anthony and I, we have a ministry. We own our home. You know, we have two children that are still at home. And we are in a position now where we have to believe God by faith. And, you know, it is not dire, but, you know, it gets to the point where what's going on in the economy is threatening to overflow into our household. And that's where you have to stop and you have to say, right now, I'm not receiving that in the name of Jesus. You know, you really have to know who you are, and God only allows it to come into our lives so that we can minister to other people. I believe that God doesn't allow anything to come on you that you're not going to be able to stand up under it. But not only that, but once you come out from under it, then you'll be able to go back and strengthen your brothers and strengthen your sisters. Because what did he tell Peter? He said, Peter, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. He said,
That's
but when
right.
you return, when you return, then go back and strengthen your brethren. So what he was saying is you're going to go through. See, there's not. We have to understand the kingdom is not pie in the sky. Kingdom does not mean that you don't go through. It really just means that you're going to go through, but you will prevail. Amen. You will come out victorious. You will come out
Amen.
On top. You won't go under. And it definitely, the trials that you endure in this world won't take you out. So kingdom is the power within. Kingdom means that you have power on the inside of you, abiding on the inside of you through the Holy Spirit that is able to take you through circumstances that would take the ordinary person out. Kingdom means that you're no longer an ordinary person, but now you're a supernatural being because you have the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of you, so you know that truly no weapon formed against you can prosper. Kingdom means that you have hope in the middle of hopeless situations. So we're talking about kingdom. That's why Pastor Anthony and I come, because we know that we're living this thing, and because we're living it, God allows us to minister it. Amen. So whatever you're going through today, you know, you would just have to stop by here today to hear that you're going to make it, that everything's going to be okay. You may be crunched, you may be squeezed, you may be stretched, but you're going to come out better anyway, because all that crunching and squeezing and pressing and stretching is just going to make you better.
Amen. Amen. As we heard, you know, someone on the line said they'd experienced a layoff, and we had some members of our church, you know, go through some things as far as job and careers are concerned, and it is a sign of the times. But as you said, Pastor Becker, you know, God has done his best work in famines. He has done his best work on times of lack. So we as believers, we as people of God, we as people of faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen, and it is the substance of things hoped for. So we still got to live this thing out and walk and get up and pray in the morning. Hey, before you go on the interview, before you serve your resume out there, before you even begin to seek answers and counsel, begin to pray, and God will communicate with you. God will minister to you. He has already assigned an angelic host to protect you. So I just thank God that, you know, even as you were just sharing about our own personal situation, you know, with the church and our home and everything, you know, involving our personal lives, prayer really does change things. prayer really does change things. And as I begin to start my day, as I told you, I had a wonderful time of meditation and prayer this morning. And that's where some of you, you know, we get up and we go to the haste and busyness of the day. But take time, make time to spend and commune with God. He will give you a solace. He will give you a peace. He will give you clarity and understanding. That spirit of confusion will get out of your mind.
Yes.
You know, again, that spirit of intimidation and
fear,
people trying to control. You know, when we were talking about that earlier, Pastor Rebecca, how this world tries to control you, how it tries to intimidate you, and how your circumstance try to speak to you more than the voice of God. But we got to make sure we hear that still small voice that continues to minister to us. So I don't care how big your problem is, God is still the biggest voice that we need to listen to, because he has the answer to everything. And I just love him for that. It's
Amen.
Not about getting stuff from God, as you just said. We're going to lose some stuff.
Amen.
Job said, naked I came in, naked I went out.
Yes.
Naked I came in, naked I went out. But that's no excuse to stay poor. That's no excuse to stay in poverty. Because if God has allowed something to be taken from us, surely he has something better on preserve for us.
Amen. And that's good, because you have to do something. You know, a lot of people will say, well, sounds like pie in the sky to me, prayer and believing. Okay, so it's prayer, that's your relationship with God, then it's believing, that's your faith. And then what do we have? We have works, you know, because faith without works is dead. So, you know, after all this, you know, you're still praying, you still believe in God, you still trust in God. But I pray that the whole time that you have been working, that you've been putting your hands to the plow, that you have been doing the things that you need to do, and then believing God that he's going to do what he has promised that he would do. He said if you delight yourself in him, if you meditate on his law day and night, then you will be like a tree planted by streams of water, and everything that you do will prosper. Everything that you do will prosper. He tells Joshua, and that's Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and he tells Joshua in the chapter 1, 8, he says to meditate and let not the word depart from your mouth, and then you shall make good success. You shall make
in everything. That's
good,
right.
Success. So we have to, but in order to have success, we have to be doing something. So God is saying to you today, for those of you who are looking for an increase even in your finances, God is saying to you today, what do you have in your hand? What's in your hand? What has he given you? You know, he gave Moses a mandate to go down and do what seemed to be impossible, to tell Pharaoh to let the people go. You know, now God knew that Moses was going to have to go down there more than 10 times in order for Moses to really, in order for Pharaoh to get the picture and let the people go. But Moses did not quit. He kept going, and he went with that staff that he had in his hand. So God is saying, I can make magic out of something that you have in your hand. I can make a miracle out of something that you already have on the inside of you. So he's asking you, what are the resources that he's already given you, what he's already deposited on the inside of you? What are you working with already that you can begin to manifest God's blessings in your life? So it's awesome when you think about it. What do you have already? You know, and Pastor Anthony, I'll just use this time to share a testimony. As I was thinking, you know, instead of sitting around doing nothing, you know, or panicking, trying to do anything, just something, you know, you really have to walk in wisdom. God says if we ask for wisdom, that he will give us that wisdom, and we have to believe that we received it. So what I did is I'm an author, and I have written some great life-changing books. And maybe sometimes God will put you in a corner to get you to do something with what he's already given you. And, you know, basically what he said to me, he said, you have written these great life-changing books, but you're not promoting those books like you really should, you know, because these books make the difference in the lives of people that read them. So I created a book sell bonanza. So on our website at www.dpc-books.com, you can go over there today and buy one of my books and get a book free. And all that you have to do is purchase one book plus shipping, and you will receive one of my other best-selling books for free. And you cannot miss that. that opportunity, because this is a great time to be buying books to give away during the holiday season, or even to buy the books if you haven't read them yet, to buy the books and read them, or even more so to be a blessing to our ministry. So this ministry, we're not asking you to give us anything. We're saying go and support the ministry. Buy the books. Buy a copy of Nobody's Business and get a copy of The Cry of a Woman's Heart or a copy of Pump Up the Power for free. So that's my ad in the middle of our broadcast today, that God, but it's also an example. It's an example to say, look, you have something, you know, and I'm going to be doing this for the next next month. For 1 month, I'm going to do this, but you want to do it now before I run out, because some of these books are limited supply, and you want to get your copy today. I need you to move today. And one more thing, you're sowing the seed. You are sowing the seed in a time of need. You're sowing the seed in a time of need. So whether you already have the book, whether you already bought the book, or this is a ministry, this ministry is, if it's blessing you, and I know that it's blessing you. So you're sowing a seed in a time of need. Let the Lord speak to your heart and say, you know what, I'm going to sow a seed and buy that $15 book. I want to buy that $15 book. I'm looking for 250 people to buy one book that's going to sow a seed in a time of need, and you're going to bless this ministry, and you're going to bless yourself. Whatever your need is, God says you give, and it will be given back to you. This is not a ploy. This is not a tactic. This is not a manipulation. You know, Pastor Emily and I do not flow like that. But this is us saying we're going to stand up and use wisdom and be bold to say that we know what we have in our hand is going to bless somebody and free some people from bondage, and we're making that available to you and saying you bless. Bless us by being a blessing to this ministry, and you will be blessed. Amen?
Amen. And, you know, sow a seed if you have a need. That's just so awesome. Sometimes, you know, we sometimes want to hold back on God's tithes and his offerings, but he says, you know, the tithe is one of those things where people say we can't afford the tithe, but we can't afford not the tithe. And let me just say that again. You can't afford not the tithe. It's one of those things. God said, I'll rebuke the devourer for your name's sake. And God will literally rebuke the devourer. Sometimes we look at the externals and look at in the natural what we've lost, you know, whether it be a job or what have you. But God has already rebuked the devourer. And all he's asking for is 10%, whether you're going to a local church or you're sowing into a ministry. What Pastor Rebecca is saying is biblical. It is God's way. It is his law. So I just thank God that we have a faithful remnant at New Creation Church, and I just thank God for those who will, like I said, you know, beckon into what you just declared over these airways to sow into New Creation Church, to purchase one of the books, because they'll minister. Not only, you know, are you sowing into New Creation Church, but these books will minister to you. I have read them, you know, several times. So, and they minister to me, and they kind of formed who I am today. So I thank God under the anointing and power of the Holy Ghost, you've written those books, and they are powerful. So God is saying to us in this season, it is now time to stir that gift that he has given you up again.
But
another thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, when you talk about the church, sometimes at our church, if you were to come to our church, you'll see on the back of our program our mission and vision statement.
Yes.
And we serve a big God. We serve a mighty God. And I am under the belief that we got to expect something awesome from God.
My God.
Our expectation and our anticipation of what we receive from God, if it can be done in our natural strength with our natural intellect and our natural ability, God probably won't even bother with it. But if we do something that is worthwhile for his kingdom and we allow God to step in and lead us to make it happen, I believe God will do the impossible.
I just strongly believe that. Yeah.
And you and I, as we testified over these airways, we started a grassroots church. We understand what's going on in churchdom and the kingdom of God. But God had called us 3 years ago to start this ministry. And our church is located in an urban city right there in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And I just know that God has placed us in a divine position to be a blessing to so many people. It's a ministry of excellence. It's a ministry that educates, edifies, emancipates. It empowers, it equips, and we are on divine assignment so that Christians, people of God, can no longer be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, but will be equipped and empowered to fulfill the purpose of God that is on their lives. And when
Amen.
The reason I'm saying that, Pastor Rebecca, is because our expectations, our goals, our ambitions in God are big. And I'm sure people who call on this line on a regular basis have big dreams and visions and hopes for God. So we pray that this is ministering to you today to keep fighting the good fight of faith. But the principle of money and giving, the principle of helping someone else, the principle of sowing into another ministry and coming alongside another work. And that's why we're on these lines fervently and disciplined and trying to come and be faithful to what God has called us to do through this internet broadcast and this internet program. And Pastor Rebecca, God has birthed this thing out of you. The Rise Group is doing well. These weekly broadcasts are doing well. You know, we get positive feedback all the time. And God is being glorified.
Yes.
So I just thank God for the people who tune in on a regular basis. I thank God that they're doing the work in their state and in their city. And I just, you know, I just earnestly pray. I just really earnestly pray that we don't give up on God. We just do not give up on God, not in this season. And that's why I wanted to talk about being a confident Christian. You know, so many people are not going to church anymore. So many people are giving up on their dreams and their purpose in God. So many people are backing up from what God has called them to do because the devil is a great deceiver. So when we get to the place in God where we're confident and so sure that God will perform what he said he's going to do, then we'll see the manifestation of God at work. Because you said, what Paul say? You show me your faith, I'll show you my works.
Yes.
And that's what you were just talking about. Joseph, when he was thrown into prison, still was ministering, still
yes.
prophesying, still helping the guards, still down there ministering, thrown into prison. No way did he see himself doing what God had showed him in a vision. But he did not stop ministering. And that's you and I today. We're not going to stop ministering. You told Herod to go tell that fox that I'm going to cast out demons the day, tomorrow, and the next day, and I shall not quit until my purpose is fulfilled.
Amen.
So I thank God that, you know, as you offered your book today, something just quickened in my spirit. It really quickened in my spirit because I know we're doing a noble work.
Yeah.
It says if you require noble work, that will God honor. So
Amen.
I just thank God that even in your humility as you offered that package, that people of God, because I'm trying to stay here for a minute because sometimes we don't see the reciprocity.
Yes.
But sometimes we just don't see the feedback, and sometimes we don't see, sometimes when it's in someone's hands to bless us in particular, we just sometimes don't see it. So I'm believing
yes.
God that he's not muzzling my mouth anymore. We're the most considerate and thoughtful people that I know on the face of the planet. But God is telling me in this season to become just a little more assertive as far as what we ask for. So I just
Amen.
Thank God. I just thank God that even in the spirit of humility, we're asking our listeners today to sow into New Creation Church, to help us in this season in the life of our church. Again, we've been doing a great deal for God, and the harvest is plentiful. But you know, as you sow a seed this way, as we get cards and sometimes seed offerings from you who listen on a regular basis, it would really be a blessing to us and an encouragement to us because we are reaching the masses.
Amen. Pastor Emily, you are on fire. I tell you, I praise the Lord for you. It's so good to be yoked up with someone who believes, you know, who has faith in God. And I just want to just say that remember why we do what we do. That's for everybody out there who's doing something. As I'm looking in the chat room, I see Peace in their pods. I see Pastor Sherry in there. We have a guest, 569. We have Miracles in there, King Braswell, Lalisa Firestarter, Mrs. D. Neal, and Evangelist Luciano. And when I see the people in the chat room, these are people, Pastor Anthony, who are accomplishing great things. I mean, they have a vision, they have a mission, and they are out there doing just what we're doing, trying to make the world a better place. You know, we are all out here trying to effect change, not even trying to, because if you're out there doing it, you are effecting change. Our vision has always been to make the difference in the lives of enough people to make a positive difference in the world. Before we were preachers, before we were pastors, that was our vision, to change lives one book at a time. When I became an author, to change a life one book at a time. I don't write no garbage. I write books that will edify, books that will change lives. My books deal with molestation, abuse, spousal battery, low self-esteem, looking for love in all of the wrong places, women's issues, men's issues, being motivated to go out there and do what you have been created to do. You know, these are books of power. And when I thought about the fact that we do have a need, You know, we're not too proud to say we do have a need. But I thought about, well, what can I offer the people, you know, who will sow into this ministry? What can I give? See, the thing about me is I'm a giver. I'm always trying to give stuff away, you know, and that's why I never ask for anything, because I'm a giver. I'm innately a giver. And I think that's a good thing for a pastor, to be a giver. You know, Pastor Anthony and I, we just want to sow. And our thing is that we want to make a difference. To make a difference, we live in the suburban urban area, and we went back to the urban areas to do our ministry, because God says go back and strengthen your brethren. You know, don't just leave the neighborhood and just say, okay, we're fine, we don't have to look back. But we have to go back and strengthen some people that are having a hard time. So we're dealing with people on welfare, and we're dealing with people who have been counted out by society. We're dealing with people who have been in mental institutions. We're dealing with gang members and people who are coming out of prostitution. You know, and we're dealing with, you know, a whole lot of what people want to call the undesirables of society. But we know that those are the people, the very people that Jesus came for, the people that dignitaries want to count out. You know, like the woman at the well, or the woman with the issue of blood, or the Samaritans. You know, we were those people. You know, when we think about it, I was that woman, hoochie mama, didn't know who I was, drinking and drugging. You know, we were those people. So when we think about what God has done for us, God forbid if we don't use our whole lives giving back and going back to strengthen our brothers and our sisters. So this is what we do, and we're going to continue to do it. We are not going to stop, but we are asking for help. You know, we are asking for help, because what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. And what we're saying to you is, look at our example. Follow us as we follow Christ. You know, follow us as we follow Christ. You know, just keep giving, keep pressing, keep pushing, keep working, keep rolling up your sleeves and getting down in the trenches to help somebody who's down and out. Keep loving your neighbor. You know, keep ministering, keep preaching. You know, keep going forward with those witty inventions. Keep asking God for wisdom, and God will meet you every single step of the way. Pastor Anthony.
Yes.
We've been talking. We have 16 minutes. Did you want to talk to people or open up the phone lines at all?
Because, you know, we always want to give people the liberty to call in and freedom to call in and share their thoughts, because this is an interactive. We, you know, we'll do a monologue every now and again, but we love the dialogue. We love the dialogue and talk to people, because that's what it's all about. So you can open up the phone lines for these last 15 minutes or so. And
Amen.
Then, you know, as the people begin to call in to share their thoughts, or you know, even possibly a powerful testimony, as we just heard of you know, someone being laid off. And we know that other things are happening amongst Christian and people who believe God. So we, you know, even if you have to call in and want prayer, we are right now available to pray for you and pray with you, because the disciples had each other. And I was reading, you know, Acts chapter 3 and 4, how they came on one accord, and everyone was of one heart and one mind. And we pray, as you just said, everyone on this broadcast, on these lines, whether they're new or mature Christian, are of one heart and one mind. You know,
yes.
So we all have our own divine, you know, works to do in our own mission in God, But I thank God that we all had the same heartbeat and the same mindset of Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And that's really what it's all about, you know, saints coming together. Jesus prayed that we would be one, as he and the Father are one. So we
Amen.
Need to stop being divided, and we really need to come together. The phone lines are open, 646-652-4832, and you're welcome to call in. Amen. And somebody was waiting for us to open up the phone lines, Pastor Anthony. Amen. So we're going to take some calls and go over to our website, dpc-books.com, and be a blessing to this ministry by buying that book and getting a free book. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Luciano, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. May God richly bless both of you, dynamite people of God, and I'm blessed by your ministry and by your word for today.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, evangelism. We're always blessed by you. I'm glad that you're feeling better.
Yes, yes. By God's grace, yes, I feel much better. Thank God.
Amen. So did you have a word of encouragement or a testimony to share with the listening audience today?
Yes, as I mentioned on your chat, and you also mentioned on the air, dealing with people, layoff and all that. But what was so funny, you know, like I said, I've been laid off before, so it's not something new to me. I always bounce back up. God will give me the encouragement which he is giving to me through you, your ministry, the edification. I'm getting that from your ministry, and also the exhortation, and I'm also getting that from your ministry. And in spite of the layoffs that I had, which I'm not giving that glory, but I am giving God glory, because even when this layoff, God still opened doors for me to minister throughout the United States. I have something coming up next year by God's grace to go to Texas to conduct a Bible service there, and from there jumping into Alabama.
Uh-huh.
Now, I got no money for it, but God's opened the door. I said, Lord, you know, you do your thing, and I'm doing my thing.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And see, and that's what Pastor Emily said. When one door closes, look around, because there's another door opening. And God might want you freed up from that job. I don't know. Has he been speaking to you about going into ministry full time?
No, I'm not hear a voice from heaven yet about that, or within personal testimony. I'm a person that I don't jump on it as quick. I'm testing over and over, make sure. I said, God, it has to be you. You gotta speak to me, because I'm not gonna move. You know, because I mean, I learned through my Christian walk that I made a lot of mistakes going by what I feel and what I see. And it got me into a lot of problems. But now I'm mature in the Lord, and I read his word, and I pray, I have my devotion. And I say, God, I got to actually hear your voice. I mean, you have to do to me like you did to Moses. You know, take me to the wilderness and reveal yourself to me. Because this, you know what I'm saying? I'm being for real, because I'm not afraid to step out of faith. But I say, God, just give me a shout out and let me know, that's your plan, you know. And when he said go, I'm going, you know, no holding back.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And like I said, God opened those doors in Alabama and Texas, and he'll make a way. You know,
Amen.
If we have a willing heart, God will make a way. He gave the widow of Zarephath the means to take care of Elijah. So even as the brook dried up, you know, the ravens fed him. So God will make a way for you to travel and allow your ministry, you know, even financially, with the airfare or car fare, whatever you need to do to get to that area to minister to the people of God. God will open that door.
No, definitely. And what's so funny and amazing is the pastor or the minister that invited me down there has a Block Talk Radio here. And I met her, like I met you pastors through Block Talk. And we built a agape relationship. A godly relationship, and that's the same agape relationship I'm having with this other pastor, And God knows my heart. God knows my heart too. I love souls. I love to see. I love seeing God do His thing. Like I always say, you know, I always say, who did it? Jesus did it.
Mm.
You know, giving always the glory, the honor, and the praise for Him alone.
Yeah.
And I like I said, I don't want to take too much of the time, but I just want to thank you. You know, much agape love of God to you guys. You know, you're a blessing in my life, and I pray God blessings that God will, the next time I go head over there, the church is packed to the maximum, that you guys have to buy a bigger building.
Amen. We received that,
and as you came across the, you know, the tunnel in the waters to minister at our church, as we were just saying a few minutes ago, as you make things happen for people, God will make things happen for you. And I believe, as you, you know, gave us an affirmation to come minister to our church, now God is opening other doors for you because you said yes to His will. So I just love the Lord because He will honor His word.
Yes, amen, amen. So let me let you go. God bless you. I will continue hearing your program. And again, you know, keep me in prayer. Keep Holy Ghost Vision Ministries in prayer as, you know, as I go forward to 2009 with more victory and more blessings in Jesus' name.
Thank you, my brother.
Amen.
God bless you. Have
Hallelujah.
A good day.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And that is just powerful. He said, keep Holy Ghost Vision Ministries in prayer. And we definitely do touch and agree with you in the name of Jesus that God will bless you as you go forward from the rest of this year and into 2009. In the name of Jesus, we ask God to bless the man of God right now and that He will add to him. God, we ask that you will add to him. We ask that you will add to his finances, that you will add to his resources, that you will open the door for a place of employment, God, that you, Father God, will give him the desires of his heart, and that you will bless everything that he puts his hands to. In the name of Jesus, we cover Evangelist Jose Luciano in prayer. Amen, and praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. And that's so awesome, as you were sharing, as we, you know, saw one of our sick and shut in the hospital, and the power of prayer, just her immediate reaction, because her physical body is at such a weakened state. But the power of prayer, it kind of quickened that spirit of God that's in her, and she began to move her body and her you know, her arms and legs, and her neck began to move. And it's just such an awesome thing, as you just said, when you pray. So I know that God is going to honor us, as we touched and agreed with Evangelist Luciano, that God will make a way out of no way for him to always have a stream of income flowing through his hands. He is a powerful man of God, and God wants to use it in this season.
And that's what we were talking about on today, and we want to welcome our guests into the chat room 636. That's what we're talking about on today, believing God against all odds. Believing God against all odds, you know, just to continually believe on God and know that He is in control. He's not going to let you down, you know, and we have to just be thankful for the little stuff. We have to be thankful that we woke up this morning and that we were still breathing, you know, that we had another opportunity to serve Him. So a lot of us have already had two meals by now, or we're looking forward to our second meal already. A lot of us had a roof over our head when we woke up this morning. You know, we were either in a house that we're buying from the bank or an apartment that we're leasing or renting. You know, most of us were able to have heat if it's cold outside, you know, and clothes to put on our back. So
Amen.
Often we don't thank God for the little things. See, if you remember the scripture that talks about the lilies of the field and, you know, and the birds of the air and how they don't toil or labor, they don't toil, but God takes care of them. And that's what He's saying to us too, that our basic essentials will be met. You know,
His
that
eyes
He will
on the saddle.
Yes. And He will take care of us. But we have to have that confidence, Pastor Aaron. In the last 6 minutes, if no one else calls, the phone line is open, 646-652-4832. We have to have that confidence. And I want to say hello to Miss Quiet Storm also, who just came into the chat room. We have to have that confidence that God loves us and He's going to fulfill. He is not going to, but He is fulfilling His word and His promises in our lives. So, Pastor Emily, we have 5 minutes, and I know you had something else that you wanted to share. So I'm just going to be quiet, and let you go ahead and share and remind everybody to go over to our website, dpc-books.com, buy a book and get a free book over there today. Amen. So that's a blessing that's going to bless all of us. Pastor Anthony?
Amen. You know, our goal, and it's amazing that sometimes the world would dictate you your level of success. But we as Christians, you know, our goal should be to go after righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. You know, if we do that and secure that, once we get money, once we get this stuff that is materialistic, we'll be able to hold on to it. Because to me, success is not a destination or a thing or a place. It is who we become. So I just thank God that as we do you have peace today? Do you have joy, the joy of the Lord, which is your strength? In righteousness, are we dealing with our sin? Are we dealing with trying to be holy and live righteously? So those are the things we need to strive for as Christians, and the materialistic monetary things will come because God knows, as you just referred to that scripture, it says don't worry because God knows what you need before it comes out of our mouths. So God knows you need to pay your mortgage. He knows you need a vehicle to maintain your livelihood. So we need to do on our part what God has called us to do. But Pastor Beck, I also believe in, you know, that it is just a season where relationships and hooking up with folk that, just like the people come onto this line and they encourage you and we encourage them, that kindred spirit, having the right relationships is also a good thing.
Yes.
It is not an hour where we see, you know, someone prospering in this season, whether it be a church or an individual or someone who is right now reaping a harvest. It is time to hook up with that person and say, what have you done or what are you doing to get what you've got? It's not time to step back and be jealous or covet. But, you know, even you and I, God is bringing us into a season now as we, covenanting and partnershiping with some people as far as ministry is concerned. And it's just an awesome season because there's certain people in the ministry that we respect, we look up to, and we know that they are living for God. They are holy. So it's one of those things where you as a believer, don't try to do this thing on your own. Don't try to be an island. Reach out to those who you know are have a prayer life. You know, call a girlfriend or call a prayer partner or talk to your pastor. Talk to the ministers that you are affiliation with and have someone hook up with you because there is power in numbers. It's
yes.
So the disciples were on one accord, and that's when Pentecost happened, that they were on one accord. Even though Peter was great, he was not an individual making things happen. So I just thank God that as you continue to tune in to these airways on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, that, you know, this is blessing you as you
yes.
continue to listen in to what God is doing. Because we are just encouraged that we can just somehow make your day better. And I know today took its own natural flow, but we know the times in which we're living in, and we're sensitive to the move of God that's in the earth. So as you just said, Pastor Becker, the Bible says it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. And sometimes
yeah.
we go through things so we can minister to people. So as you get through this trial in your life, beloved, know that you'll be there to encourage someone who comes to you who've been laid off or who have been divorced or whose children are acting crazy. So God is now stirring up your testimony. He's building you up to the place where he can use you to minister to others who are hurting and lost and sick. And God is the author and finisher of our faith. And I just thank God that he will finish what he said he will do.
Yes, amen. Praise God. And that's it. You know, God said it. I believe it. That settles it, you know. That's it. I believe God, you know, sometimes this flesh will get way uneasy with the circumstances that go on in life. Sometimes it doesn't feel good when you're pushed up against the wall, when you got bill collectors calling you, when people are talking about foreclosing on your house, or when you have to have a pink slip or a layoff, when things are going wrong with your kids or your marriage. It doesn't feel good, but we walk by faith and not by sight, not by what it feels like. What it looks like, what it feels like, has nothing to do with what God has already said. So just believe God. We came just to encourage you today to believe God and to, you know, just to let you know that God's got you. You know, we said it, we keep saying it, and we're going to keep saying it because we're walking this thing out. We're not false prophets. We're not preachers who are trying to, you know, benefit ourselves. We're here because God called us to be here and because we love you with the love of Jesus. us. So we just want to encourage you as we encourage ourselves today. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. Trust God. Trust him. Consider him in all of your ways. He'll direct your path. He'll make your path straight, and he will continue to provide for your every need. Amen. Amen. Pastor Anthony, 30 seconds. Amen. And we're going on
again,
the air.
Look at our website, see what's going on in the life of our church. If you're anywhere near this New Jersey area, even during this holiday season, as you travel, stop on by 87 First Street New Creation. It is the experience that makes a difference, and it's just an awesome move of God happening in the city of Elizabeth.
Amen. Praise God. So that's it for today's broadcast. This has been Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca Simmons from New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We are blessed that so many stopped by today. We appreciate all of you taking time out of your busy day to come by and be with us. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Until the next time we meet again, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen and praise God. La 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 la